Don't conform to the standards of this world, but let God transform you. Then you'll be able to know the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. Now notice it says here, if you commit yourself, if I dedicate myself, if I offer myself as a living sacrifice, it says, then I will know God's will. In other words, you can't miss it. You can't miss it if you're seriously committed to God.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with the series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called God's Dream for Your Life.
When you don't understand God's six phases of faith and how He builds your character and how He builds your faith, you will get discouraged. You may become resentful. You will certainly worry. You may become fearful about the future. You may become depressed. And most of all, you can't cooperate with what God's doing. But when you understand the six phases that God takes every believer through, and He takes you through them over and over and over, then you could say, oh, I'm in stage four right now. Oh, I'm in stage six. Oh, I'm in stage two. And you understand what's going on, and you don't get discouraged when times are tough. And the first phase is you've got to get God's dream for your life. And that's what we want to look at tonight. How do I get a dream? How do I get the kind of dream that God wants me to have? You see, your dream determines your destiny. We shape our dreams and then they shape us. I've come to the conclusion there are no such thing as great people. There are only ordinary people committed to great dreams. And when you commit yourself to a great dream, it draws something out of you. It helps you become larger than you would become any other way. God uses dreams in our lives to shape us, to direct us, to define us, and to make us. Your dreams not only determine your destiny, your dreams determine your dignity. In other words, how you feel about yourself. In fact, if you don't have a dream for your life right now, I can explain exactly how you feel. You feel like you're just existing. You're saying, why am I here? What am I here for? Why do I get up in the morning? Why do I go to work? What's the purpose of life? If you don't have a dream, no dream means no esteem. A lot of people are out trying to say, how can I feel better about myself? Get God's dream for your life. And when you get God's dream for your life, and you begin to fulfill the plan for which He made you, then you'll feel better about yourself. What I'm saying is that nothing... Once you come to know Jesus Christ, nothing is more important than getting God's dream for your life. It's the reason you exist. It's your purpose for living. When you don't have it, you just kind of drift around. I read this quote the other day. A while back, there was an article in People magazine about Eddie Murphy, the actor. Now, Eddie Murphy probably has made as much money in acting in the 1980s as anybody, commanding up to $10 million a picture, at the peak of his career, doing anything he wanted to do, and he said this, quote, I feel a void in my life. There's not a total emptiness, but I feel that something is missing. I don't feel that there's anyone who doesn't feel that there isn't something missing in their life. No matter how much you accomplish, how much money you make, or how many cars or houses you have, or how many people you make happy, life just isn't perfect for anybody. I feel such a void. You know, I sense that what Eddie Murphy is looking for is something that only God can give. But no matter how he tries to look at it from other areas, it's only when you discover this is why God made me, this is what He wants me to do with my life, does life make sense. And that's called getting your dream. God has a dream for your life, not just getting you into heaven, but here on earth. Jeremiah 29:11, let's look at it on your outline, and would you read it with me? For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, I want you to circle the phrase "for you," and I want you to circle the phrase "hope," because notice it says that God's dream for me first is personal. I have plans for you. God doesn't just have a plan for the world. He has a plan for you, for your life, for your family. It is a personal plan. And then he says, it's not only personal, it's positive. He says, it will give you hope. It's not a bad plan. A lot of people think if I give my life to God and really live for Jesus Christ, that my life will become miserable. No, you're not living until you do that.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Jeremiah 29:11. Let's look at it on your outline, and would you read it with me? For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, I want you to circle the phrase "for you," and I want you to circle the phrase "hope," because notice it says that God's dream for me first is personal. I have plans for you. God doesn't just have a plan for the world. He has a plan for you, for your life, for your family. It is a personal plan. And then he says, it's not only personal, it's positive. He says, it will give you hope. It's not a bad plan. A lot of people think if I give my life to God and really live for Jesus Christ, that my life will become miserable. No, you're not living until you do that. It gives you a hope. It gives you something worth living for. I want us to look quickly at what the Bible says. How do I get God's dream for my life? It's so important. How do I do it? And there are five steps. And I put them in a little acrostic for you. D-R-E-A-M. Isn't that cute? Okay? All right. Let's all say, that's cute, Rick. Just kidding, I'm teasing you. Okay, D stands for dedicate all my life to God. Dedicate all my life to God. Now, what I'm saying is you've got to be willing to do this, whatever God wants you to do, in advance before He tells you. Some people say, God, show me what your will is for my life, then I'll do it, if I like it. And God says, no. I want the advance commitment where you say, yes, Lord, now what's the question? Yes, Lord, now tell me what to do. In advance, I say, without even knowing what God wants me to do with my life, I say, okay, I know you made me for a purpose. So God, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do, even before I know what it is. Here's my yes. Here's my answer. I've signed the contract before even reading it because I trust that you know better than I do. I believe you made me for a purpose, and I want to be what you made me to be. Notice this verse. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to His service. Don't conform to the standards of this world, but let God transform you. Then you'll be able to know the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. Now notice it says here, if you commit yourself, if I dedicate myself, if I offer myself as a living sacrifice, it says, then I will know God's will. In other words, you can't miss it. You can't miss it if you're seriously committed to God. Now you say, what is God's will for my life like? Well, he tells you some little detail, I mean, some generalities. He says, it's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. And the word perfect there in Greek literally means it fits me. It matches me. It's just what I want to be, what I ought to be, what I could be, what I should be. Now, how do I discover it? It says, offer. Circle that. Offer myself. That means I dedicate every part of me. Do I dedicate my time? Yeah. Does that include all? Yeah. My time. I dedicate my talents. I dedicate my treasures. I dedicate my relationships. God, you take all my relationships. I dedicate my past, my present, my future. I say, okay, here it is, God. I lay it all on the table. It's all yours. That's a starting point. If you don't get that far, you may as well forget taking notes and just go on home now. Because if you don't do that, you're never going to discover God's dream for your life. Notice it says here, don't conform to the standards of this world. Now, why does he throw that in there when he's talking about God's dream? I'll tell you why. Because most people miss God's dream because they're not looking at God. They're looking at everybody else. And they're watching what everybody else does. And they want to keep up with the Joneses. And they want to be like somebody else. And if you're out there trying to imitate somebody else, you'll end up being a carbon copy of somebody else instead of being what God made you to be. And so the number one reason people miss God's dream is because they're hung up with trying to fit in. What we're talking about tonight is getting God's dream for your life, not the American dream. Now, the American dream and God's dream are two very different issues. Now, the American dream used to be a very easy thing to get. 30 years ago, it simply meant you buy a home in the suburbs, dad goes to work, mom stays home, she bakes cookies. It's, you know, Ward and June Cleaver. It's Ozzie and Harriet. It's father knows best. And the American dream was pretty affordable for most people because it didn't involve a whole lot. Today, the American dream is an all-consuming concern. Would you agree with that? And it usually takes both the husband and the wife to even try to keep up, even working together. And we're in this rat race. It becomes your total focus. So if you really get serious about what is God's dream for my life, what can I be, what does God want me to be, you got to decide, am I going to settle for the American dream or for God's dream? Am I going to make the number one goal of my life the good life or God's life, the great life? Am I going to go after materialism or am I going to go after ministry? Am I going to go after the rat race or am I going to go after God's race? That's why it says dedicate yourself and don't worry about trying to hang, you know, be like everybody else. Hebrews 12:1, read this with me. Let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back. And let us run with patience the particular race that God has set before us. Now, circle the phrase particular, because it says here that God has a particular life course for you to run. And if you're always looking at other people, you're going to end up running their race. You hear, well, look what they're doing with their life. Maybe I ought to do that. No, God has a particular life race for you to run, and nobody else can run it. And he says, I want you to focus on that. And he says, I want you to lay off all the excess baggage. You carrying any excess baggage? There may be some relationships, some friendships that are pulling you down. They're, because they've got goals that are counter to what God has for your life. And you can't always please the crowd and please God at the same time. So you dedicate your life to God. You dump it. You dump the excess baggage. You've heard me say before, a lot of things aren't necessarily wrong, but they're not necessary. And she said, well, you know, that's really not a part of my life. There are a lot of things I could do with my life that just keep me from the best, that keep me from really what God wants me to do with my life. So I start, you know, narrowing down to the schedule and winnowing it out to what really counts. I dedicate my life to God. R stands for reserve time alone with God. And that's the second key. Reserve time alone with God. You have to be quiet in order to hear God speak. What I'm saying here, that if you want to hear God's vision, you say, I want God's vision, then you're going to have to turn off the television. And the problem why some people say, well, God never speaks to me, is because you're never quiet. There's something always going on in your mind, and God is trying to get through to you on the telephone of life, and he's getting a busy signal. And so if you're serious about this, you've got to reserve time alone with God. Look at Job 37, chapter 37, verse 14. Job, he says, pause a moment. That's the pause that refreshes. Pause a moment and listen. Consider the wonderful things God does. Now listen, get this. God wants to spend time with you. I know that blows your mind. I mean, it blows my mind that he'd want to spend time with you. But on the other hand, it blows my mind he'd want to spend time with me. I like you on the front row. You're good. And the fact is, why in the world would the creator of the world want to spend time with me? Pfft, I don't know, but he does. And he says, pause, be quiet, get alone, learn solitude so I can talk to you, so I can get with you. The famous philosopher Pascal said, most of man's problems come from his inability to sit still. You know, when have you ever watched little kids, they get the wiggles? They cannot stop wiggling. And sometimes even as adult, we get spiritual wiggles. We cannot, it is almost killing us to just sit still and be quiet. When was the last time you did that for, say, 15 minutes? Just sat still, not listening to anything, not watching the television, just sat still. I bet it's been a long time. Because you're either listening to something, you're busy, or you're sleeping. You must reserve time alone with God. If you don't do this, you'll miss the dream. Now, let me just ask you, if you really say, I'm very concerned about getting God's dream for my life, is it worth a day of your life? Have you ever taken an entire day and did nothing but just be alone with God? You say, well, what in the world would I do with an entire day alone with God? You know, just go off to the mountain or find a park, go down and sit down at the beach. What in the world would I do with an entire day alone with God? Well, you talk to God in prayer. You let God talk to you through the Bible. You read the Bible. You relax. You think. You write down the thoughts he puts in your mind. You maybe set some goals. Think through your schedule. Look at your priorities. And you spend the day saying, God, where do you want me to go? What direction do you want my feet headed? You say, I don't have time for that. You don't have time to figure out why you're here on earth? Now, to give you an example of this, I've given you 10 samples there on your outline of people who got God's dream by getting alone with God. A lot of people, they watch something on television and they think, oh, that's God's dream. No, you need to get alone with God and let him speak to you. What I'm saying is that God speaks to people who take the time to listen. Now, I don't want to mislead you. This is not a one-time shot. It's not like, well, all I have to do is spend the day and then God will tell me everything that's going to happen in my life and that's it. No, no. This needs to be some kind of regular occurrence. We call it a quiet time, where every day you spend time alone with God and you just check in and say, God, here I am, just reporting for duty. And I'm going to talk to you about what's on my heart, and you talk to me about what's on your heart. I'll read some of the Bible, and I'll maybe make some notes in my journal, and I will have a regular time with God, because that's how you get God's dream. D-R-E. E stands for evaluate my abilities. I evaluate my abilities. We call it your shape. It's the key to understanding God's purpose for your life. If you want to know God's will, you look at what you're good at. Why would God give me certain gifts and abilities and talents and then not use them? That'd be kind of a waste. And it'd be a waste in your life. So what he does is he gives you talents and he gives you abilities and he gives you gifts and he gives you experiences And he gives you a certain kind of personal bent, a personality that make you you, and you're unique like a snowflake. There's nobody else like you. And when you look at that seriously, it gives you the direction on where you should go with your life. And you ask yourself questions like, what am I good at? What do I love to do? What's my passion? What turns me on and what turns me off? What is it that people look at me and say, hey, you know, you're good at that, and they affirm it in you? And how could he use those abilities for his kingdom? Look at this verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Read it with me. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to devote ourselves to the good deeds which God has designed us, for which God has designed us. We are God's handiwork. Would you circle that little phrase there? The word there, God's handiwork, in Greek, literally is the word poema, from which we get the word poem. You are God's poem. It means you're a work of art. You're unique. There's nobody like you. And God handcrafted you. You didn't come off an assembly line. But he didn't just stop there and said, well, now you can go out and say, I'm an original. There's more to life than just being unique.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.